Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Folks, we're sitting on the edge of a potentially glorious trifecta of events as Trump truly confronts the axis of evil, as George W. Bush called it all those years ago. Players have changed a little bit. The modern axis of evil is as follows: Venezuela, China, Iran, Russia, and the Democrat Party, all in league together, each equally dangerous. Do you notice something? I want to point something out to you. Right now, Trump has Iran on the edge. If you've listened to me for a long time, you know I said over and over and over, one of the heartbreaks for me of Trump having that election stolen from him was that he had Iran on the brink, the toughest sanctions ever. Iran would have absolutely collapsed and potentially collapsed into freedom, had Trump won that term. Have you noticed something? Right now, there is a really good chance. I mean, the people are in the street of Iran. It gives me chills watching. You see a video on X. Very good chance that Iran collapses and the mullahs have to flee for their lives. Cool. Have you noticed the Democrats haven't said anything about the Iranian people's fight for freedom? They're not encouraging them or anything. Yeah, that's pretty telling, actually. It's pretty telling. Folks, there were street protests like this in Iran. I mean, they're in the streets now. They're renaming streets after Donald Trump. Donald Trump is one of the mullahs. Don't you dare hurt the protesters. I will mess you up. There were street protests like this in Iran after Obama took office because the youth of Iran, and I will never forget, it was such a heartbreak. Right after he won the presidency, they immediately gave him the Nobel Peace Prize for being black and Democrat simultaneously. So there were street protests like this in Iran after Obama took office because the youth made the critical error of thinking Obama would back them. Obama betrayed them instead and backed the mullahs. Young people were swept up by the Iranian security services. Women were mass raped in prison as punishment. Men were hanged. After the women were raped because you can't hang a virgin, they were hanged. Beautiful generation of young people absolutely brutalized because Barack Obama betrayed them. They believed the media rhetoric back then. We didn't have X. They believed the media rhetoric. They thought he was going to back them. They took to the streets. It was incredibly sad. Obama betrayed them instead and continued betraying them. Folks, Iran doesn't stay in power without the pallets of cash from the Democrat Party. Obama sent almost $2 billion to keep the mullahs in power as they raped, hung, tortured, and brutalized the generation of young people who only wanted to be free. This is the Democrat way. Obama betrayed them instead, those poor young people, backing the brutal leaders of Iran and sending them pallets of cash, the leaders, not the young people, to keep them in power in foreign denominations. Biden changed methods after Congress found out about the pallets of cash, sending Iran's brutal dictatorship $100 billion that Trump had frozen because of the sanctions on the oil. $100 billion it took to keep them in power. Here's Ted Cruz describing that to Bill Maher. Here we go.
You know it's more complicated than that.
No, I actually don't think it is.
Okay.
When the Ayatollah chants death to America and death to Israel, I believe him.
But what's the complicated part is what I was saying. The people of Iran is different than the regime.
But he didn't give the money to the people. He gave the money to the Ayatollah. The person he's giving it to is the one who has pledged he wants to murder as many Jews and as many Americans as possible. And giving him, Obama gave him $100 billion, Biden gave him $100 billion, and that was catastrophically foolish.
Or diabolical. Whatever. Anyway, the money has stopped. The sanctions are tougher than ever. And guess what? Without the Democrat Party propping up Iran's dictators, you can see in the streets the natural state of Iran had the Democrat Party not interfered and sent them the money. Again, it's not our tax money, thank God. But it is money that was accrued in violation of the sanctions. That's why it was frozen. All you had to do was keep it frozen, and that regime would have collapsed. Instead, Democrats helped Iran build the nukes we ultimately had to take out. It's like I say, foreign policy, we keep switching sides. Democrats are allies in the axis of evil with our enemies. We are Americans. We're not in an allyship with our enemies. So you're watching right now what happens when the pallets of cash or the wire transfers to the mullahs stop. What might push Iran over the edge? Cuba too, by the way. Trump just took their oil. It's hilarious, actually. Well, the way that Iran was selling that oil, they were cleaning it up because of the sanctions. They were moving it into those Venezuelan ports, playing switcheroo with it, sending it back out. Most of it sold to China, but sold to other places too. Well, looks like we got a blockade of those Venezuelan ports. So not only are they not getting the Democrat pallets of cash and the transfer payments to $100 billion, without which they could barely hold on to power, Trump just cut off the oil. Or at least made it very, very difficult for them to move it. Tick tock. You're about to see what could have happened years ago had the Democrats not allied themselves with our enemies, and it could potentially be glorious. Folks, we are looking at potentially Iran and Cuba going down. And when it happens, and I think it eventually will, you're going to see how easy it would have been all along to do these things and how we don't need to spend $1 trillion on regime change. We just need to do smart things that are in America's interest.